Good afternoon. Near record warmth across interior New York and New England today as a warm front continues to push north into Canada, taking clouds and showers along with it. We'll have a good deal of sunshine mixed with some cloud cover, but a southwesterly wind flow will push temperatures into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average. Low pressure tracking through southern Canada tonight will drag a cold front through the Great Lakes along with it and in our direction. As a result, clouds will increase and thicken tonight, and there's the chance for showers by morning. Areas of fog will also develop, but overnight lows will only go back into the middle 50s. As that low pressure wave tracks across southern Canada, it will drag that cold front through the region during the day tomorrow. Initially, just a few scattered showers in the morning and through lunchtime, with a steadier rain coming through later in the day tomorrow and tomorrow evening, perhaps even some heavier bursts as the moisture that's building up out ahead of the front gets wrung out in the form of rain. Still, with most of the day spent out ahead of the cold front, high temperatures will be back to around 60. As we get through the night on Thursday night, we'll see the rain wind down. Still some clouds Friday morning, but on the other side of the front, increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in during the afternoon, and high temperatures a bit cooler, but still well above normal in the lower 50s. A ridge of high pressure will build back in on Saturday and Sunday, keeping it dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 60 on Saturday and in the mid-50s on Sunday afternoon. More unsettled weather will head our way for early next week from the Tennessee Valley, with a good chance of rain on Monday near 50 degrees and leftover showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of East Texas, Louisiana, far southwestern Mississippi, and southern Arkansas. An upper-level low will move into central Mexico today as south-southwesterly mid-level flow remains in place across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. A broad 40 to 55-knot low-level jet stream will be located across the western Gulf of Mexico, extending northward into the Arklatex, with this feature moving northward into the slight-risk area during the day. Although instability is forecast to remain weak across much of the area with ongoing rain and thunderstorms, temperatures should gradually warm during the day, helping the air mass to destabilize. This, combined with strong wind shear, will help maintain cell organization within the large cluster of storms, and a few tornadoes will be possible. Cells may have a hard time remaining discrete due to the large number of storms, which should limit the tornado risk. Flash flood watches and warnings are also out for eastern Texas and the western parts of Louisiana, north into Arkansas, southwestern Oklahoma, and up the Mississippi Valley into southern Illinois. Widespread rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches are likely, with isolated areas getting as much as 10 inches of rain. Slow-moving thunderstorms training over the same locations will be responsible for the excessive rain. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 1 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, and warm in the mid-70s. Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with late-day showers possible and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high 68 set in 2000, and the record low 14 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:55 p.m., 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few showers today, highs in the mid-60s. More clouds and scattered showers tonight, some fog, lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and unseasonably warm today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also some fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and unseasonably warm today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers tonight, some fog with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely near 60. Morning clouds, then increasing sun Friday in the lower 50s. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s to around 60. Mid-50s with increasing clouds Sunday. A good chance of rain near 50 Monday, and scattered showers in the lower 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.